Well, you never know where you'll find a Spartan. Not long after graduating from MSU School of Journalism, Detroit native Jessica Lipowski moved to Amsterdam to work in the travel industry and fulfill a lifelong dream of living abroad. She's written a book called Flavors of Life about a diverse group of restaurant owners in Amsterdam, and she's coming back to MSU this week to speak to students about it. Jessica, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Where did you come up with the idea for Flavors of Life?
Well, back in 2012, I was sitting at a Mexican restaurant, and across the street was a Caribbean restaurant. And we looked at this place, my partner and I, and we said, what's the story behind this Caribbean restaurant? Who is the owner? Are they from the Caribbean? Do they love Caribbean food? What's the story? Well, you may or may not know, Amsterdam is home to 180 nationalities. And when you look at that diversity, you see how it impacts the food scene. With that in mind, I thought, let's tell the stories behind the restaurants. Normally, we only hear about the food, the quality of service, and the establishment. And what's often missing is the person who created that experience.
How many people do you profile in the book?
62 people.
62? From 40-some countries?
Yeah, from 41 different countries, yes.
As you look back at the whole experience of interviewing all these people and writing the book, what's the takeaway for you? What did you learn from writing this?
What did I learn from writing this book? I think the big thing is that despite everyone's differences, this book illustrates that people around the world are fundamentally the same, no matter where you come from, no matter where you were raised, regardless of religion, customs, or other beliefs. In general, we share the same emotions, stresses, and joys. You know, we all want to do well. We want to live, laugh, and love, and it's part of being human. I think that's the biggest theme that came across.
I'm eager to hear about a few of the restaurant owners you profiled here. So I let's talk about a couple of those. Is there one that comes to mind first?
Definitely. The opening chapter of the book is about a Nepalese man, and he comes from a small village in the mountains of Nepal. He walked 2 hours each way to go to school, no shoes. He grew up sleeping with the baby goats because tigers would sometimes come into their village and threaten the safety of his family. Mm. And I just think how incredible it is to see that he came from almost nothing, you know, illiterate parents, and now he owns his own business in Amsterdam.
Upward mobility, I guess.
Yes.
Tell me, who else, you got more about him?
Another person that comes to mind is that a famous drummer, he's from Switzerland, but then he started a Swiss fondue restaurant with his uncle, who used to be a nuclear physicist. And I think that combination is rather unique. It's not something you come across. How does a nuclear physicist and drummer come together to open a restaurant in Amsterdam?
No, that is kind of an unlikely pairing there. I'm speaking with Jessica Lipowski. Jessica's the author of the book Flavors of Life and a graduate of MSU's Journalism School. Did you always plan to move to Amsterdam?
Well, I knew I wanted to move overseas. The first time I went to London with my parents, I was 12 years old, and I told my mom, I want to move abroad one day. And in my next trip to Europe, I said the same thing over and over again. I just always knew I wanted to move to Europe. And before I moved, though, in 2011, I was between Amsterdam and London, what I deemed the most English-speaking. And then one thing led to another. In the process, I met my partner, who is Dutch, and it became Amsterdam only. So I went for adventure.
Was there some place that was a close second?
Well, London was the close second. But
okay.
I think when I visited Amsterdam for the first time in 2010, just after graduating from Michigan State, I just fell in love with the city. And it clicked. It clicked.
Understood. Understood. It's a wonderful country. What do you enjoy most about living there?
I think my favorite thing about living in Amsterdam is biking everywhere. The biking culture is enormous. I think there's actually more bikes than residents in the city of Amsterdam. It makes it so easy to get around. You can bike from one end of the city to the other in 30 minutes or less. And it's just so convenient and healthy.
I've biked in Holland as well. It's also very conveniently quite flat.
It is quite flat, especially when you compare it to where we live in Michigan.
Did anything surprise you about Amsterdam?
Well, I think the thing that surprised me the most is how diverse it is. I don't think I ever realized that it was home to that many different nationalities, 180 nationalities from around the world. Otherwise, what surprised me is just how open and welcoming people are.
Has living abroad been what you'd hoped? Was it easier? Was it more difficult? Was it about what you expected? Where does it fall on that spectrum?
I think it was what I expected, but I did not expect how long it would take to adjust. I think moving there, you find yourself alone in this foreign land. You don't speak the language, you have no friends, and you have to find your place. Just like moving anywhere else, whether you move to the next town over, the next state over, or another country overseas.
How long have you been in Amsterdam then now, Jessica?
It'll be 6 years in February.
Does it still feel at all new, or have you acclimated to the point where you feel like you're a resident there and it doesn't feel new anymore?
I definitely feel like a resident. However, I discover something new every day. If I'm biking around the city, I take a moment to stop and appreciate the architecture. And I think that comes from moving overseas. You appreciate your new home. You want to take in every single moment, and you want to appreciate every single detail that's going on around you.
You're coming back to MSU to speak to students this week. What do you plan to share with them?
Well, I'm speaking with some journalism students, and I plan to share with them life after MSU, a little bit about creating the book, living as an expat, touching on a little bit about what the election looks like to the expat community abroad, and just hoping to give back to the community, inspire future students.
I can't let a comment like that go unresponded to. What does the election look like to to people in Amsterdam?
Well, I think to leave it at that, the whole world is watching, and I can only speak from my limited perspective living in the Netherlands, so I cannot speak from their perception elsewhere. But the world definitely looks up to the U.S., and everyone is on the edge of their seat on what will happen next and who will win.
You don't think what?
I think many, I cannot understand how we have these two candidates running for office. So I think most people are just curious to see where the election will take us, as I'm sure we all are here in the U.S. as well.
How are you going to vigorously encourage students to experience living abroad like you're doing?
I want to encourage people to travel. I think whether it's traveling, doing a study abroad, or living abroad for a short time, I think it's great to expose yourself to these new and different perspectives. The people I've met just from this book, from my past work experience, the people you meet by happenstance, I think it's really opened my eyes, and I encourage everyone to take the time to travel, even if it's just exploring your own backyard and talking to the person sitting next to you at the coffee house.
What have you missed most about Michigan?
My family. It's definitely difficult to live so far away from my family.
But it's a great excuse for them to fly to Europe.
That it is.
They probably appreciate that, I imagine. You've covered Amsterdam for USA Today as a local expert, and you're also the permanent host of two travel Twitter chats. Tell us about these Twitter chats and how they work, briefly, please.
Of course. So a Twitter chat is basically where people can log into Twitter, and they come together from all around the world, and we talk about a particular topic using a certain hashtag to follow the conversation. One of the chats is called TRLT, which stands for The Road Less Traveled, and the other is Culture Trav, where we discuss all things culture and travel related. Through these chats, I've connected with people from all over the world, both in person and online.
Well, we want to thank our guest. I've been speaking with Jessica Lipowski, an MSU alum and author of the book Flavors of Life. You can keep up with what she's doing by following her on Twitter. That's at J Lipowski. Jessica, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.